even though there is no certainty that you will die tonight. When you cultivate an awareness of death, you appreciate that you could die tonight. With this attitude, if there is something you can do that will help in both this life and the next, you will give it precedence over something that would help only this life in a superficial way. Furthermore, by being uncertain about when death will come, you will refrain from doing something that would harm both your present and your future lifetimes. You will be motivated to develop outlooks that act as antidotes to the various forms of untamed mind. Then, whether you live a day, a week, a month, or a year, that time will be meaningful because your thoughts and actions will be based on what is beneficial in the long run. By contrast, when you come under the influence of the illusion of permanence and spend your time on matters that go no deeper than the surface of this life, you sustain great loss. The fact that things change from moment to moment opens up the possibility for positive development. If situations did not change, they would forever retain their aspect of suffering. Once you realize things are always changing, if you are passing through a difficult period, you can find comfort in knowing that the situation will not remain that way forever. It is the nature of cyclic existence that what is gathered, parents, children, brothers, sisters, and friends, will eventually disperse. No matter how much friends like each other, eventually they must separate. Gurus and students, parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and the very best of friends, no matter who they are, must eventually separate. In addition to separating from all of our friends, all the wealth and resources you have accumulated, no matter how marvelous they are, eventually become unusable. The brevity of this present life will force you to leave all wealth behind. The Indian philosopher and yogi Shantideva speaks evocatively of impermanence, saying that no matter how wonderful your present life comes to be, it is like dreaming about pleasure and then being awakened, with nothing left except memory. As Buddha says in the Diamond Cutter Sutra, view things compounded from causes to be like twinkling stars, figments seen with an eye disease, the flickering light of a butter lamp, magical illusions, dew, bubbles, dreams, lightning, and clouds.